W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling.
This is the WTH podcast.
Howdy, 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 and a happy Monday to you if you are listening on the day this goes up, or happy whatever day it is you're listening to the show. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for streaming. Thanks for consuming the show any way you choose to. Gay, hey, the gang's all here. Coming up on the show today, it is the airing of the grievances, and we do have some. Oh, we've got a question about the NBA changing how it refers to people in their organizations. Plus, Elon Musk's productivity rules. Do we agree with them? Do we disagree with them? We'll find out all of those things coming up in just a smidge. But first, I want to say this. So last week, WWE was live in Sacramento with SmackDown Live. I did not go. I could not go. I watched it on TV, and then I was happy that I did not go. Fucking disgraceful.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, just god-awful boring.
Really?
Just happy horse shit. WWE this past week was awful. Both shows. The show in San Jose sucked on Monday. The show in Sacramento on Tuesday sucked. And it's not down to the performers because they're doing what they were asked to do.
It's the writers.
It's the whole fucking planning. It's just so disgusting. And I don't mean to be one of those people that bitches about wrestling on the internet, but I'm going to be one of those people that bitches about wrestling on the internet. And I haven't been defending WWE. I know their product has issues and has had for a while. And I don't know if it's because I saw All Elite Wrestling's pay-per-view Double or Nothing, and it was just so fucking good that by comparison, everything WWE has put out over the past several months, for the most part, with few glimmering exceptions here and there, has just been a steaming pile of dog shit.
Like WCW, like
worse.
Like
it's that bad. Well, they went to Saudi. They had one of their Saudi Arabia shows.
Yeah.
So, and this is one of the reasons why I was like, I guess I don't really want to go, because they were in Saudi Arabia on Friday. Then Monday night they were in San Jose, and Tuesday they were in Sacramento. So they've had
a hell of a schedule.
Aside from the women who could not go to Saudi Arabia because it's Saudi Arabia and they weren't going to be able to perform.
Wait. You can't take the women to Saudi Arabia to perform?
No.
Oh, damn.
No. There were two of them they thought might perform. There was a rumor that might happen. It did not happen. I have a policy that I will not watch any of the Saudi Arabia shows. I'm not boycotting WWE,
right,
but I am not going to support their decision to continue to do business in Saudi Arabia.
What? It's not like they kill journalists and like hack them up into pieces and then, you know, carry them out in suitcases.
Yeah, the least I can do is not watch their shit show of a pay-per-view that was on at like 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And by the way, here's what I know. I saw bits of it afterwards, just people on the internet. Apparently the Undertaker, who's 103, and Bill Goldberg, who's 98 years old, had a match and they both nearly killed each other. Not because it was super violent, but because they can't do the fucking moves anymore.
Goldberg. Is he broke?
Well, not after this. He made like $2 million off of this deal. He had a little run a couple of years ago too, and he wasn't bad. But Bill Goldberg is legitimately, Bill Goldberg is in his 50s, and The Undertaker is also in his mid 50s.
Yeah.
And they both dropped each other on their heads.
Oh, damn.
In a way that was not safe. And that was like their big main event, because the people in Saudi Arabia, they want to see their big heroes from the Attitude Era, because that's what they want to see. Well, great. Those guys are all in their mid 50s
or dead.
And they can't go anymore. They just can't go anymore.
Because, you know, Goldberg used to play for the Sacramento, whatever the fuck were they called. It was a football team.
Well, he played for the Falcons for like a blink of an eye.
Well, they had, there was like a another football league and Sacramento won the championship and he was on that team.
Mm.
But I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah. I mean, and this, honest to God, it's like, could we not do this? Could we not go ahead and be this way? And I know it's not fair to compare All Elite Wrestling's pay-per-view with the weekly programming because All Elite Wrestling had 6 months to plan this. It was a huge event.
Yeah.
It wasn't the grind of the day of the week to week stuff. We'll see what they do this fall when they're on TNT. And then we'll really have an accurate comparison, apples to apples. What can they do on a week to week basis? But it's just, yeah, I just sit there and I love pro wrestling and I watch it and I sit there and I'm like, I don't care about any of this. I know what you're going to do here. I know what you're going to do. There is literally no way you're going to surprise me, do anything different, anything like that. And it's just like, why am I watching this? I end up literally watching it on fast forward most of the time.
Yeah.
At this point, just so I can, that way I know what's going on. And, you know, we'll see. They've got their next pay-per-view is called Stomping Ground. It used to be called Backlash, but apparently they can't use that anymore for legal reasons. But anyway.
Hey, does the UFC package come with the WWE package?
No. WWE Network has always been separate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that at all. So, and then, of course, WWE SmackDown is going to be on Fox Network this fall.
I saw that.
Big Fox, no whammies. Big Fox. Hey, you mentioned MMA. Justin Bieber has challenged Tom Cruise to an MMA fight. So I think the real question here is, who you got, Jason?
Oh, Tom.
Kareem?
I think Tom will take him.
You think a 50-something-year-old Scientologist Tom Cruise is going to take a muscled up 20-something-year-old Justin Bieber in a fight?
I don't think Justin Bieber can fight.
He's Canadian. He's Canadian, so he might have that hockey fight in him.
Yeah.
He's been playing drums since like 12 years old.
As Bruce as Bruce said famously, bricks don't hit back.
I don't know. I don't want to see them fight. The funny thing is he put out his little challenge on Instagram and Tom Cruise's response was to correct his use of the word your, because he spelled it Y-O-U-R, and Tom Cruise just replied asterisk Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
He won. Yeah. He already won.
Yeah,
won
the done. Fight. Yeah, fight's over.
That's like the
fight
that,
is over.
The easiest way to win the fight, right? I didn't even catch that. Like, I didn't look at the tweets. But
yeah.
Okay, so you're a singer.
Uh-huh.
I can't call him a musician. You're a singer.
Honestly, he is a musician.
That's how Usher found him.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him play anything.
No, that was Usher found him because he was doing these videos of playing the drums.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube when YouTube first came out.
When he was like 10, 12
years old. Yeah. Okay. And Usher discovered him and was like, you're the next big star.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a musician.
So the shoe's on the other foot this time.
Tom Cruise has hung off the side of mountains.
2010, you were here. It was
all right. So I've found, let me fast forward to this. Justin Bieber and Questlove having a drum off. Are you ready?
I'm waiting.
Okay, I'm just getting queued up here. Here's Questlove. Here comes Bieber.
When was this?
It's on the Tonight Show. That's Questlove. Now back and forth. That's Bieber.
Are
And Questlove called it off. So Bieber can drum. He is a talented musician.
Okay. I'll give him that.
Credit where it's due.
I'll give him that.
But he's never done his own stunts like Tom Cruise like said, has for the last 30 years.
He hasn't hung off the side of a mountain.
Sure.
By his fingers. he hasn't looked death in the face
did,
like that.
Dude, like he did the stunt. He almost died in the last Mission Impossible movie doing the stunt. To the point where like the stuntman's like, dude, you're crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't want to fight that guy.
You don't want to fight a guy that doesn't have any fear like that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
And is in shape. Like you think 23-year-old, yeah, like 20-year-old Matt Bieber, like I guarantee you Tom Cruise is straight.
You said Matt Bieber?
Did I say Matt Bieber?
You did.
I meant Justin Bieber.
Yeah, here's you going into that comment. Just saying.
Thank you.
All right, let's do this.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, Jason, what's been chewing at your anal glands?
Your face.
Hey.
Trying to be kinder in life. Hey. But really, what fucking just gets me so much all the fucking time is how people don't read fucking signs that are in front of their fucking faces. Every day I get on the fucking freeway and there's a light and the light says 2 cars per green light. And every day there's at least 2 or 3 motherfuckers that don't fucking abide by that one fucking rule. And it shouldn't matter to me. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Like I should not care that much. But I get so fucking pissed. It's so shitty. Like, it really is so fucking... it just pisses me off so much. Because it's like, it says right there, 2 cars. Like, 2 cars for fucking green. And, like, they go. The person in front of them goes, and then they just fucking stop. Why do they stop? Because the fucking light's red now? No. It's a fucking time. Just go. Just fucking go. It's 2 fucking cars, you fucking idiot. Like every single one of them. Hey, I'm in a fucking big box truck. I know I got places to be, but I get paid by the hour. So I don't need to go second car in. Wink. Fuck all y'all. Like the fucking old lady today fucking talking on her phone or some shit. Fuck you. The fucking light was green. It says 2 fucking cars. 2 cars. Now, I will say I'm an asshole sometimes myself because I get pissed off and like honk my horn and then realize it was just a really small car up in front and I didn't see that it was actually 2 cars. So I can be an asshole. But fuck that shit. Like, read the fucking signs. If you're coming home, if you're driving from Folsom and you're getting on the fucking freeway between 4 and 6 o'clock in the evening, you are 9 times out of 10 driving that on a regular fucking basis. You know what this shit is. So for you not to fucking follow the rules, I don't even want you on the fucking road. Take your fucking license away. It should be automatic fucking suspension. Get the fuck out of here. You're fucking up the rotation, bitch. If it was weed, you'd be kicked the fuck out of my house and you would not be allowed to come back and smoke with me. Because you don't stop for no one. Keep it passing. Keep it moving, bitch.
If you fucked up smoking weed like that, you wouldn't be allowed back.
This shit's so funny because that's me on the fucking freeway.
I will just tell you this. I hear that. I felt that. And you know what? I had this flash too. You know, I'm kind of glad that my job was eliminated back in November, because I don't have to deal with that shit anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have to get back on Highway 99 on Fruit Ridge and see people doing that exact same thing, because it would infuriate me. And I don't have that stress in my life.
How do you not see it? It says right there. Like, dude, I know you don't want to fucking stop. You don't want to just fucking sit there. Read the fucking sign.
That is so me on the freeway.
All right, Kareem, what's got you angry this week?
Oh, man, what has me angry this week? I'm going to stick to the car theme because this shit happened before I got here. If you can't fucking park in a parking stall, don't park fucking next to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. I backed into my parking stall straight and in the middle of the fucking stall.
Like a man.
Like a man. I come back, some asshole has backed into the stall next to me, crooked.
Oh.
I have to go around the back of my car to get in the door. And I barely have enough room to squeeze in because this fucker has parked crooked next to me and tried to back in. If you don't know how to fucking back in and you can't park straight, go park somewhere the fuck else or drive in straight. I do not need to be squeezing my fat ass in my car because you can't park straight. And I spit on your car. I hope you found it. I let a big loogie on your windshield, you fucking asshole. And I hope your balloons burst that were in the back seat.
Did you rest your balls on the door handle?
I wanted to. I wish I had. It was one of those times I wish I had some dog shit in the car so I could just smear it on the windshield.
Oh, you got to keep that in the, like, Tupperware or something. Yeah.
I'm like, come on. Like, really? You parked there and you parked crooked. Like, our mirrors were almost touching.
Mm. I love people who feel the need to back into somewhere.
Yeah. I backed into the space that I could because that's the only way I could get in there.
Sure.
But you didn't have to copy me. You could have just pulled the fuck in. Especially if you can't park like that. And I'm pretty sure you got out of your car and saw that you were fucking crooked.
Yeah. All right. I have a very specific grievance this week, and it's against this one guy in Pennsylvania. And why, might you ask? Well, my life's pretty good. This guy in Pennsylvania thinks he knows what's causing the tornadoes, because tornadoes in Pennsylvania, pretty new thing. Is it climate change? Is it the way our planet is reacting differently to everything? Well, I'll let this fucking moron tell you what he thinks.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Yeah, that's why there's. But let me again. Let me just start out and play it again so you can hear how he says tornadoes.
We didn't have tornadoes here.
Tornadoes.
Tomatoes.
Tornadoes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the traffic circles are causing the tornadoes because people driving around the
tornadoes.
He said it differently later.
Tornadoes.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles.
Tornadoes.
Because on the kind of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Oh, he said it right the last time.
He did. I just want to add this while we're thinking of it. You can call us anytime and leave a message, and it can be that batshit crazy. It's 916-281-9390, and if we like it, we'll play it on the show. Once again, anytime you can call and leave us a message, and we will possibly play it back on the show. 916-281-9390. If you forgot what the number is, just go to WTHpod.com. It's right on the banner at the top. Call us, leave us a message. Maybe you have an idea of what causes tornadoes. We'll gladly hear it. That's my grievance. That fucking guy. You didn't think you weren't sure if I'd be ready? Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Tornadoes.
I swear to God, if I have to turn ad block off on on another site just to see it, there's a reason I have ad block on. Oh, here's a bonus grievance for you. There's a reason I have ad block on, motherfucker. It's because I don't want to see all of your goddamn ads. Maybe find another way to do it. CNBC. Maybe. Anyway. All right. So Elon Musk.
Yeah, what about him?
Genius. Crazy man. Hmm? He has 6 productivity rules to deal with things that waste your time. Bless you, Kareem.
Thank you.
He's running an electric vehicle company, Tesla, an aerospace company called SpaceX, and a tunneling venture called The Boring Company. And he's even been sleeping at the Tesla factory to ensure ramped up production of the Model 3 electric car. He's got a lot going on, and he has some ruthless productivity tricks that he has shared, in a letter to Tesla employees. Here are the 6 tips. Get ready, everybody. Oh, God, when I was working in the corporate world, I would have loved this. 1, nix big meetings. Excessive meetings are the blight of big companies and almost always get worse over time. Please get out of all large meetings unless you're certain they're providing value to the whole audience, in which case keep them very short.
I concur.
Number two, ditch frequent meetings too. Also get rid of frequent meetings unless you are dealing with an extremely urgent matter. Meeting frequency should drop rapidly once the urgent matter is resolved. I don't need to have a weekly meeting about shit where you just ramble for the sake of rambling.
He's two for two.
Number three, leave a meeting if you're not contributing. Walk out of a meeting or drop off a call as soon as it's obvious you aren't adding value. It is not rude to leave. It is rude to make someone stay and waste their time.
Three for three.
Number four, drop jargon. Don't use acronyms or nonsense words for objects, software, or processes at Tesla. In general, anything that requires an explanation inhibits communication, and we don't want people to have to memorize a glossary just to function.
All right. He's four for four.
Number five, communicate directly, irrespective of hierarchy. Communication should travel via the shortest path necessary to get the job done, not through the chain of command. Any manager who attempts to enforce chain of command communication will soon find themselves working elsewhere.
I want a job at Tesla.
A major source of issues is poor communication between departments. The way to solve this is to allow free flow of information between all levels. If in order to get something done between departments, an individual contributor has to talk to their manager, who talks to a director, who talks to a VP, who talks to another VP, who talks to a director, who talks to a manager, who talks to someone doing the actual work, then super dumb things will happen. It must be okay for people to talk directly and just make things happen. And number six, follow logic, not rules. In general, always pick common sense as your guide. If following a company rule is obviously ridiculous in a particular situation, such that it would make for a great Dilbert cartoon, then the rule should change. Now, the email obtained by electric vehicle website Electrotech and car news and opinion site Jalopnik also explained to employees that Tesla would be halting production for several days to upgrade equipment with the goal of producing 6,000 Model 3 cars a week by the end of June. And this the authenticity was confirmed by CNBC. I think Elon Musk is onto something.
He was pretty spot on for me.
Oh my God.
It's all the shit that I would, when I worked for like CBRE, that's all the shit I would complain about. We'd have fucking meetings and we would actually have shit that we needed to get done. And we're just sitting on the meetings because these jackoffs want to hear themselves talk.
Oh, I have a question about blah, 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 blah that affects like no one. Let me bring it up here in front of everybody.
Oh, like, so I work in an industry where you kind of almost have to have weekly meetings. Like, because we have renewals that are always happening. Like we're always having rotating business.
Sure.
And we have to kind of communicate that between five people. But the thing is there's only six people in our office. So it's really easy to communicate. And like, we have a list. We go down the list, make sure that we're looking at the right places. And then, you know, where are we at on that? But we've realized that we don't need to have them every week. We have them every 2 weeks. So we cut out additional meetings that weren't needed.
Oh, dude, we would do conference calls and I would be like, I don't even know. We don't even give a shit about what you're talking about.
My favorite thing that I would see was there was a plaque that went around that said, I believe, and I'm paraphrasing, I've survived another meeting that should have just been an email.
Yeah. So we'd have fucking conference calls on conference calls. And it was like, man, like,
at USAA, we used to have this wasn't like where we had to worry about renewal. Like, this was a big corporation. We would have weekly meetings for an hour. And I would fall, I used to fall asleep in them. But like, there'd always be that person that at the very end would like ask a question. It's like, that doesn't even affect everybody. Like, this is a question you should have gone to Jana and asked her yourself, like in your own time.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm hmm.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, Elon Musk onto something. A Laporte man has scattered his wife's ashes in a lake, and then he fell in the water and died from a heart attack. So, mission accomplished.
This just in.
An 88-year-old man died from a heart attack after scattering his late wife's ashes on Stone Lake in Laporte and then falling into the water. The coroner said the official cause of death was acute myocardial arrest, Ralph Miata fell off a dock into about 7 feet of water at Pine Lake around 11 a.m. James Sprecher, a retired physician who performed CPR, said he had known Miata for 30 years. Now, Sprecher helped him out of the boat after turning his back, heard the splash of an elderly man falling off the dock into the water.
Oh, wow.
He did say it was not a drowning. He was dead when he hit the water. So he did not have a pulse when he was pulled out of the lake. This is not funny. He and his wife used to water ski, swim, and go sailing together during the summer. She died in April, and he completed the mission, which was putting his wife's ashes into the lake. So, you know, not a bad way to go, I guess. You know, you've completed your mission, and now you get to go be with your wife.
Yeah.
If that's what you believe.
It wasn't that area of the lake. I wanted Henry.
Well, he was dead before he hit the lake.
No, I'm just saying, like, she, like, you know, no one wives as I know him. He probably did it in the wrong area. She's like, wanted it over there on that side, looking at the sunset.
This just in.
What?
Draymond Green pulled a Chris Webber, and the Toronto Raptors are now the NBA champions.
Yes. I'm so.
I had that recording at home, bro.
I am so. I am so done.
You should still watch it.
So done. So done. I watched the end of game 5. I am so done with the bandwagoning on the Warriors. 5 years in a row, they've been in the NBA finals. They're a great team. They absolutely are. But the bandwagoning is just atrocious. It's obnoxious. It makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit. So I'm pretty happy to see.
Yeah. You know, I've said on before on the show, I'm from North Carolina. Nobody's ever asked me for a Golden State shit for the 20 years I've been out here until like 5 years ago.
And hey, they're really good. Send me something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nobody ever mentioned Golden State.
Oh.
Nobody ever asked me, have you ever been to a Warriors game? The 20-something years I've been out here until like 5 years ago.
15 years ago, like, you couldn't have paid me to go. Like they were forgotten. Like, they were, like, I didn't, like.
Well, like, and this was the last game in Oakland. They're moving into the new building in San Francisco next year.
Well, they have, that's it. It's the end of the dynasty.
They lost the last three home games in the NBA Finals. They lost.
That's what they get.
Games 3, 4, and 6 at home.
Gentrify this, bitch.
So congratulations to the Toronto Raptors. I mean, we're 3 days later, 4 days later at this point, but that's fantastic. Now, speaking of the NBA, Common, the rapper, actor, says NBA teams.
Activist.
Yeah, sure. He says NBA teams are right to move away from the term owner, telling TMZ Sports the title never sat right with me. Multiple NBA teams, even the NBA legal office, have replaced the title with words like managing partner and chairman over feelings that owner is racially insensitive in a league where the majority of the players are black.
Can I just say that? It's kind of,
okay, go ahead.
Like, so now you're just going to like hide it. It's still a bunch of old white. It's still a bunch of white guys that own the teams, right? For the most part.
I mean, he does own the team. I mean,
well, we can't say that anymore.
It's one thing if they said you had to call him master.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Common said he was impressed with the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, who referred to one team's majority investor as governor instead of owner. Well, unless he did it with a sprightly British accent, I'm not impressed with that at all. He's also giving credit to Draymond Green, and fuck that guy, for speaking out about the issue on LeBron's show The Shop in late 2018, when he explained why the term owner should go the way of the dodo, saying nobody owns us. These men are professionals. No, no one owns you. Fucktard, they own the team, the franchise. You play for the franchise. You get paid very well to play for the franchise. No one is saying they own you. Kareem, am I way out of line here?
No, you're not way out of
line. And I respect Common. I respect a lot of the things he stands for. But fuck this. This is ridiculous. If you've ponied up all of this money to buy an NBA franchise, you own the fucking franchise.
Right.
You don't own the players. You own the franchise any more than someone who runs a business owns their employees. They own their business.
Well,
it makes it seem like the racist shit, if they do it, like, I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And all this sort of fucking nonsense does is give more ammunition to people who are outraged that people are claiming racism and other things, that it's not happening. Racism is happening in a lot of places. You know where it's not happening? Where people are saying that they own an NBA team, except for Donald Sterling, who isn't allowed to own an NBA team anymore. I'm just saying. I saw that. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, thanks TMZ for bringing that up. That was important. So, I mean, thank God we were able to get through all of that. But NBA season over, so we can go
finally
back. Oh my God, so much time. And congratulations to the St. Louis Blues for making sure the Boston Bruins didn't win the Stanley Cup, because fuck the Bruins.
Exactly.
I'm just going to say that.
I don't even like hockey. I'm just glad that the Boston team lost.
Pretty much me too. All right. So, speaking of the Toronto Raptors in Canada, a hunter in Canada was going out in the woods, and he found there was a 250-pound black bear in his tree stand. And so what do you do when you find a 250-pound black bear up in your tree stand? Well, if you're Canadian, you politely ask him to leave.
That's my tree stand. Come on. There's not enough room. You need to get down. You need to get down. Come on. Out of there. Come on.
Bear's
we
like,
both
aw.
Ain't gonna fit. Get down. Yeah, come on.
Now the bear's starting to climb down.
Get the out of there. Don't go down. There you go. Thank you. Hey,
and the bear's walking.
Look just like me getting out of there.
The bear is going down the wood ladder that's leaned up against the tree, going up to the tree stand.
You need to get down. Thank you.
Wow.
Go find Daddy. Go find Big Daddy.
And there he's going to run off into the woods.
Go on. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
So, Jason, that's exactly how you'd handle it if there were a 250-pound bear in your tree stand.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely how I would do it.
You need to get on out of there.
Get down.
The bear climbing down the ladder was the best, though.
Oh, yeah.
Just super slow. You know what he reminded me of? A ladder match in WWE.
Between The Undertaker and Goldberg?
Yep.
Florida. Land of enchantment. And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline, victim told cops his girlfriend squeezed them until they were bleeding. What was that she was squeezing? Well, oh yeah, his balls. Katie Lee Pitchford was arrested on Tuesday morning following a 4 a.m. altercation with the victim at their home in Indian Harbor Beach. She was charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor, also faces probation violation charge in connection with a 2017 felony case for resisting a police officer with violence. She kicked a cop in the face, groin, and leg after she was found rummaging through a stranger's car. She seems nice.
Yes, she lost some teeth.
According to the June 4th battery report, she became enraged and struck her boyfriend with a brush, then punched him in the face. And when cops interviewed the man, he had blood running down his face and his left eye was starting to bruise. The victim recounted the alleged testicle throttling, adding that she also choked him. Now, while she denied to police the duo's dispute turned physical, she asked an officer if she could talk to the victim because she wanted to say she was sorry.
I'm sorry. I'll suck your dick if you don't press charges.
Yeah. She was booked into the Brevard County Jail on a $1,000 bond, has been ordered by a judge to have no contact with the victim or his balls, and she's scheduled for a June 25th arraignment.
Sounds like a good
good. It sounds like a good deal.
We also have a follow-up. Prosecutors have dropped charges against the Florida woman who had 7 syringes stashed in her vagina when she was booked last month into county jail. In a June 3rd notice, the state's attorney's office informed the court that after an investigation, the facts and circumstances revealed to not warrant prosecution of Jamie Westcott, the 35-year-old St. Petersburg resident. The filing offers no explanation for why prosecutors chose not to pursue a pair of charges against her after she was busted for possession of drug paraphernalia in May, which was a misdemeanor, and then introducing contraband into a penal institution. That's a felony. A prosecutor told The Smoking Gun that 2 charges against Westcott were dismissed due to concern about search and seizure issues. Her attorney did not respond to messages seeking comment about the case. Now, a 3rd count, the misdemeanor resisting charge, remains pending. That's according to an online court docket. So, hey, don't say we didn't follow up on the story, because we did.
That's some good information.
7 syringes in her hoo-ha.
But now it's questioned. Now a question if that was even the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. No, just not going to pursue charges. Not going to do that.
Somebody stuck their hand in their hoo-ha and they shit in there.
Not gun debt. Not gun debt. Not gun debt. Meanwhile, people in Slidell, Louisiana have been warned by the police department. They're there to serve, just not to handle customer service complaints about Taco Bell. The Slidell Police Department posted on Facebook that someone called to complain that a local Taco Bell had run out of both hard and soft taco shells. The department says that while that was a travesty, it can't do anything about it. The department hoped the taco shell stock has been replenished, and the officers say, we can't make this stuff up.
Yay, Slidell.
They also say, don't call us anymore with your Taco Bell complaints. There is no taco emergency in Louisiana.
I used to love Slidell.
I mean, so you've been there?
Yes.
What is the best thing about Slidell, Louisiana?
Well, back when I used to go to Slidell, it was that you could drink at 18 with a military ID.
Oh, fantastic.
That didn't do it.
Yep, that's enough. All right, well, now I'm hungry. We've talked about Taco Bell. Let's get to the eat beat.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Oh, Marilyn Haggerty, thank God you're still alive, kicking and writing terrible columns. A sermon at the church was half over on a recent Sunday, and thoughts of an omelet kept creeping into my mind. How good would it be to have a chef put an omelet together following my choices, I thought. So I headed over to the large Altos dining room at the Canadian. Canadian. Canadian.
Canadian?
Canadian. It's like Canada without the last A and then in all as one word.
Oh, okay.
There I found sous chef John Cho on the job wearing a white uniform and a friendly smile. I moved along choosing cheese, ham, onion bits, and tiny pieces of bacon. There are plenty of ingredients I enjoy in an omelet, but there is a limit. I could tell the customer behind me was making other interesting choices. With my omelet in hand, I knew that some toast had all I would need for this midday brunch. Still, I had to check out the myriad of food choices available for those choosing the full buffet.
Oh.
Mmm. The signature Sunday brunch is served between 11 and 3 on Sundays. There are muffins, raisin bread, corn flakes. There's hot cereal. There's melon squares, cantaloupe, pineapple, and cottage cheese. I saw gourmet ice cream, lemonade, and root beer, and there it's almost more than I could imagine. However, the patrons of this large restaurant are varied. I don't know how that rates a however, but there you go. They include townspeople as well as families staying at the Canada Inn. No shit? No shit. People staying at the hotel or eating at the hotel?
Get the fuck out of here, Marilyn.
Oh, but Jason, the menu extends beyond griddle favorites served all day.
What?
To include healthy start choices as well as burgers. There's new chicken and waffle sandwich. And for sharing, there's poutine. Golden fries with cheese curds and gravy. Altos is one of the several places for food service at the Canada Inn. There's soft lighting here and hanging lamps. The booths are cushioned and comfortable.
Good thing they're not hard and uncomfortable.
Mm. Historical pictures add interest and extend throughout the hotel's west entrance corridor, much like a museum. There, the Canada Inn features views of Grand Forks.
Views Grand Forks.
Oh, that is a huge fork.
Right?
That is not a huge fork. It's a grand fork.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Across the way from Altos, there's El Bistro at the Canada Inn. Tavern United is located beyond the splashers of the South Seas Water Park. Oh, there's a water. She's glossing over the pack. There's a water park at the hotel. God damn it, Marilyn. Service in the Altos is supervised by Niall Davis, who is helpful and considerate. He pleasantly offered to bring me a lighter coffee when I told him mine was too strong. Yeah, he was just going to bring it to the back and piss it at Marilyn. How's that?
It was a lot tangier the second time I got it.
Jeff DeMarkey, who arrived recently to serve as general manager at the Grand Forks Canada Inn, said there were 11 Canada Inns, including the one in Grand Forks. He said there are 8 Canada Inns in Winnipeg. Well, road trip to Winnipeg. Altos is a large restaurant with soft lighting and a grand piano in an area near the entrance. It seems it would be more inviting with brighter lighting inside. Oh, a critique. Or a bright corner for coffee and pastries in the afternoon. Now we get into it. It's the Altos Restaurant. That's A-A-L-T-O-S at the Canada Inn, 1000 South 42nd Street in Grand Forks. Jeff DeMarkey is the general manager. Reservation 772-8404. Apparently, you don't need an area code there. The executive chef is Eric Roeder. They're open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they see 120 to 140 people. And here's the report card, which is not really a report card. A large and attractive, quiet restaurant with exceptionally wide choice of breakfast, brunch, fare. Custom-made omelets are featured.
Ooh, custom-made.
Yeah, you can't get those just anywhere. I mean, you can.
Just everywhere.
Anywhere there's a buffet, really. Do it.
You can do it there.
We'll do it there. So that's small town news. I mean, it's not whoopie pies getting stolen, but you know, we'll take what we can get. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you, Kareem and Jason, for spending some time.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us a stream or a download and enjoying the show. And remember, if you've got theories about why tornadoes happen, you can always give us a call and leave us a message at 916-281-9390. Have a little fun with it. Go ahead and leave a message and we'll probably play it back on the air. We got three new shows every week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for you right here on WTHpod.com and wherever you get your podcasts. Also, remember, check out the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. It is a short 5 to 10 minute show about a single news story that caught my eye, and back doing that daily. And you'll find out some things you might not have known. For instance, last Thursday, the show was about Nevada leading the way where a positive marijuana test cannot keep you from getting hired for most jobs.
Yes.
Passing laws, brah.
Yep.
Though I don't even smoke.
Nevada leading the way in something. So you'll.
Don't they have like the most women elected?
I don't know that much about Nevada. Yeah, I think
they also
have
a lot of women. Sorry. Recently too.
Also talked about the movement to wipe convictions from a person's record once they serve their time. Arrests and convictions. There was a big march on that in Sacramento last week. Talked about that one day. So, those are the type of things you'll find on the Morning Crunch Wrap. It's news and opinion and commentary.
Hmm.
And it's you get it out of the way in 5 to 10 minutes.
Damn.
A story you probably didn't hear about. Or if you did. I did the one about the wiping the records clean. That was I turned on the TV that morning and ABC 10 wanted to know what you thought about it.
Yeah.
And I said, fuck you. I'm going to tell you what I think about it.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to write into your little show. I'm going to do my own little show about it.
You should do your show about it and then tag it and post it.
ABC 10. No.
ABC 10.
Well, it did get posted. It was posted on Wednesday. So, yeah, check that out. And big announcements coming. We've got a lot of things that have been in the pipeline for months. They are happening. Everything is coming to fruition. I'm waiting on one piece of paper to finalize everything. And then we can make a huge announcement about the opening of Darling New Media. It's coming very, very soon.
Oh, yeah. And I was sporting the Darling New Media t-shirt at Gather tonight.
Nice. Nice. Did anybody ask you about it?
Damn.
Yes. So you might get one out of it.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, so a lot of, we'll talk about that once everything gets finalized, which hopefully we'll be able to talk about that next, well, on Wednesday.
Boom.
So we'll get all of that. We'll get all of that squared away. So everybody have a great one. Hope your Monday is going well, and we will see you next time on the WTH podcast.